to get loose and have some fun with the champion who's number one. Take it to the hoop with style and grace, and let an idiot smile. Cover your face, you got finesse, and you can rock the best from east to west, cause you can't be less. Yes, yes, sir, play the beat ball. Take your best shot and let it fall. Get it together, play your part. A thrilling game is about to start. Make your selection, lock it in. Let it begin and play to win. Take control with your mind and soul. Your destiny is to reach your goal. Enjoy yourself and have no doubt, cause that's what winning is all about. Come on! Yes, yes, sir, play the beat ball. Take your best shot and let it fall.
Welcome, everybody, your weekly True Flex the Cage with Charles. Now, full disclaimer, wrestling is not fake. It is scripted. It's a stage fight. It's a combat sport. It's a physical activity about men and women chasing championships, establishing legacies, trying to beat the holy hell out of each other and then get a little good luck on their side. It's about opening doors. I swear to Christ, if I hear for Britain Door one more at a time. It's about some dick swaggering. Is the word I'm going to use. Today's been a very cursey-filled show for Charles, but it's about certain billionaires thinking that they're invulnerable to any kind of media speculation. No, we're not talking about the former president, Donald Trump. This used to be a segment about me actually talking about wrestling. God, one day we will go back into it, but so many things happen each time, boys, to kind of prevent that from occurring. I just want to go back to just regular talk, but I guess we'll kind of do bite-sized stuff to a degree, and then we're going to talk about the big stuff, the big stuff, the situations where, you know, the megalomania comes in of 25 years of horror from one particular billionaire. Anywho, Slammiversary was this weekend, Impact. That's right, there's other wrestling things besides WWE and AEW. I'm shocked too, boys. I'm very shocked. Slammiversary, it's Impact's, basically their I would say their WrestleMania. They're celebrating 20 years when they were in TNA to Impact and everything else going from there. They had a couple matches. I did not watch the highlights of it, but I'll give you kind of like the glossing of it. They even had like former wrestlers there. AJ Styles did a video saying, hey, you know, Impact, thanks for having me, which was a good thing from WWE, because even though WWE has not been very kind lately, I'll give him the points there. But Jordynne Grace won the Knockouts Championship. The Good Brothers are now Impact Tag Team Champions. The hardest thing about calling it Impact is I know they used to be TNA, and I want to call them TNA, but I know I can't because it pisses off the world. It's not who they are now. But Good Brothers beat the Briscoes. They become the Impact Tag Team Champions. You have the Impact Originals defeating Honor No More, so Stables going against Stables. We already mentioned Jordynne Grace winning it. Then Josh Alexander beat Eric Young for to retain his Impact Championship. So there's that. Let's talk about some other wrestling. I'm kind of proud of myself here. New Japan. That isn't Forbidden Door, because y'all know I'm sick of that ish. Especially since everybody's getting injured. Bryan Danielson might have a concussion. He might not be wrestling. The card for Forbidden Door, which is this weekend, is kind of trash. If he's healthy, then I'll do like a real bigger Impact. Maybe a small podcast on it, small cage session, a bite-sized session, because I don't want to belabor the point on our precious time about a pay-per-view that doesn't even have a full card yet, right? But New Japan has a G1 Climax, which I have talked about in the past with you guys, and that's their big kind of annual thing aside from the Japan Cup, where they have, usually it was Block A and Block B. Ooh, Shredder's Revenge just downloaded. But they would have Block A and Block B, and they would just kind of like have it go from there. Whoever wins gets a title shot at Wrestle Kingdom or has a contract for it. However, they made some changes, boys. Are you ready to hear this craziness, this wildness that come in? Instead of having two blocks, now they're having four blocks. And I kind of like it like that. Reason why I like it like that, yeah, baby, is because it kind of deals with the tiebreakers a little bit easier. It keeps contained.
to each block. It's almost kind of like that most handsomest coach manager in the sports that we're doing on Sports Goose, where you're not just doing one side versus the other. You're going to have semifinals and everything like that. And they announced some entrants. I'm just going to give you my predictions right now. I said Kenta's going to win it all. He's in block C. I don't know if I mentioned to you guys or I mentioned to my other buddy, but I'll give you my top block guys and then we'll go from there. So block A is going to be Kazuka Okada winning that. You know, he just lost the title last week to Jay White. Block B is going to be Jay White winning it because you can't have your champion, your world heavyweight champion, not even get to the semifinals. We can all agree with that, right? It debases their competitiveness and devalues them. Block C is going to be Kenta. But damn it, now that I see that Tetsuya Naito's on there, I'm like, I kind of want to take it back, but I'm in it to win it, right? Mama didn't raise no punk ass. And then Block D is going to be my boy, the Last Dragon, Shingo Takagi. I'm saying it. I'm calling it now, June 21 at 9:01 p.m., June 21st, 9:01 p.m., 2022, kids. So that's my little things, and then Kenta will win and go from there, right? We're doing it. It's done. We'll go from there. AEW, they're prepping for the Forbidden Door. We already know about the interim stuff. John Moxley, Hiroshi Tanahashi. I'll kind of leave it at that because Dynamite's this Wednesday. Maybe I'll do it Friday, guys. I'm thinking I could possibly find some time. Let's talk about the big stuff. WWE, Money in the Bank. They're setting up. People are qualifying. That's all you need to know. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. We're getting that SummerSlam part 20,000. I'm just gonna rip the Band-Aid off it. So Vince McMahon had an affair? And there's like allegations that he also kind of ponied out to do a Chinese finger trap with John Laurinaitis, who's Johnny Ace, who's head of creative talent. And if you guys don't know what Chinese finger trap is, just go Google it for the slang term and everything like that. And the person he apparently had an affair with was the paralegal, their legal team. So is she necessarily an employee of WWE? I don't know. That's debatable. Or she just works in the legal department because that's usually kind of separate, right? But then came some other things where there might have been NDA signed and then some digging into allegations of sexual harassment or sexual abuse. I won't say abuse, but it's always one way to another, right? I always feel that an allegation of sexual harassment leads to possible sexual abuse allegations as well. And I remember when the news broke out, what did I send you guys? It's happening because this man's going to outlive me. I'm saying that right now. If I got another 30 years on this earth, this man has another 35. I'm almost certain. When you have billionaire money, you can avoid a lot, right, outside of just straight up natural causes. So Vince McMahon doesn't know the definition of the word humble. And I won't go into the full particulars because this is one of those times where even ESPN is broadcasting situations. So you can actually go to what is apparently the worldwide central sports area and review it, right? But it's not a good look. And I'm gonna tell you why it's not a good look. When things came out, the initial reaction was Stephanie McMahon was going to be the interim CEO. Good for her. There's going to be, the board was going to have investigations. There's up to five different law firms investigating the claims of sexual misconduct against him and Johnny Laurinaitis. Vince was going to step down as his acting of CEO, not necessarily creative talent. There is a difference, right? He wears many hats. Johnny Laurinaitis is probably going to get fired, as it should be. To give you some insight of who John Laurinaitis is, he's the guy who basically says you're fired on all those firings, right? And you think you would just go quietly, because I don't think anybody in this country that isn't of a certain upper echelon one percenter likes to tolerate the concept of, can I say this, Andrew? Am I allowed to say this? You just got to say yes or no. We'll give you the inside of it yet, but just tell me yes or no. Okay. I don't think, aside from the top 1%, is going to be supportive of any kind of white, old, elderly male billionaire having any kind of dick swaggering with allegations of sexual misconduct, sexual abuse. That's only reserved for certain kind of people. We don't encourage that here at Sports Scoops, nor do I think a lot of people do. You think he would go quietly into that good night? That did not happen. This man had the chutzpah to say that he was going to appear, because all this broke down on Wednesday, boys. This man had the chutzpah, the balls, brass tacks of it, to show up on SmackDown to say that he was going to address possible allegations And then he showed up on Raw last night as well. And what he basically did when he showed up for SmackDown was pull this whole then, now, forever crap under a minute. And then on Raw was to say that they're going to celebrate John Cena next month or next week when he comes in, because it's been Cena's 20 years of being a wrestler of WWE. And this guy, I sent you the meme of it, is like skipping off like the steel steps coming out of the ring. And this is the look you want to make when you're a publicly traded company that has to have five law firms investigating to any sexual misconduct and allegations and the possible passing off of a sexual exploitation to another person in a position of power when it's supposed to be a family-owned business. Oh, and mind you, and yes, it's a consensual affair, and that's why I told Andrew, I'm like, I don't think anything will really come of it. But if they dig deeper and find out other times where Vince has propositioned employees with sexual favors or anything like that, that's where I actually think turns a rock. But mind you, Linda McMahon ain't no slouch. Linda McMahon was part of the Trump administration's small business administration leads when he was in office. So not a good look. She also failed many times running for political positions in Vermont, I believe, or Connecticut, one of the places. But no bueno if I'm the board of directors. The stocks haven't taken a hit. And you know what's crazy? The ratings went up. The ratings went up on SmackDown. Yeah. They cleared like 2.2 million. Could also be because Roman Reigns was appearing and defending the title because Roman draws. But I'm not gonna lie.
No. The casuals knew about this, Charles. Yeah. Right. This is mainstream news that went down. You know.
And look, I YouTubed it. I wasn't gonna watch it. I wouldn't have Taco Shack and watch Stranger Things. But the dick swaggering that this man has is both detestable, and I'm not going to lie, to a certain degree, commendable. If he's acting in his manner, because I'm sure he feels he's done nothing wrong, and I'm sure he's had advisement of counsel of other people that he's done nothing wrong. He's just going to take a couple political hits here in the entertainment places. But the memes have been hysterical because you mean to tell me that the guy that populated bra and panty matches and made beautiful Trish Stratus bark like a dog in the ring was having sexual misconduct?
Made people kiss allegations? His ass on stage.
Yeah, this is what happens when crazy people get money too.
I like the Green Goblin one. Shit. That's a good one.
Oh my god, that was so good. I was cackling.
I have it on the screen.
Oh. But I'm like, I just want normal wrestling. But if this means, so Johnny Laurinaitis gets fired, that means, or he's on leave, but I think he would be the fall guy. Especially if there was anything. Here's the problem with investigations. It's only as good as far as the investigation takes you. Right, boys? I think you can agree with me with that on a lot of things. Deshaun Watson. But... the issue is now Laurinaitis is out and you're going to have Bruce Pritchard taking over creative control. And I'm like, head of talent relations. I'm like, he wasn't good when he did it a couple of years back. And you're having him going back to it again. The rumors backstage is, you know, some fans are liking the fact that Stephanie's there, right? That she's there doing certain things, going from there.
I posited to you, should we do a You Go Girl? And you're like, hell no.
I don't know if you want to do a You Go Girl for being in a position because your daddy's a pervert.
Nepotism, yeah.
Yeah, well, who is the next best one? Hunter would be, Triple H would be perfect for, like anything creative talent.
But yeah, all frustrated, right?
Well, the public board, yeah. Well, the public board are going to be distrusting the guy who was a carny wrestler, assuming a position of power.
WWE is publicly traded, right? It's a public company,
right? It is. Yeah. So like, that's why it's a bad look. I feel.
Yeah.
For a lot of
because I even listen to stuff about this because I mean this is like mainstream stuff, like this is stuff that's like, oh,
but it involves a bit of curiosities, and it also is very vested interest of my hatred for Vince.
Yes. And I was just listening, like, you know, they have a board of like directors and stuff like that, like those guys got to be doing what's best for the company now, right? It's not a family-owned business, like you said. It's no longer that facade anymore. They have a facade of it, but now it's, that thing's gonna break down at some point.
So that's why for me it's if I saw this man couldn't even keep his chill because he has to just whip it out in front of everybody, maybe he has, you know, in the workplace, but whip it out in front of people saying that he doesn't care. This chicanery, this act that he does to show up on SmackDown and Raw for ratings, basically.
to soothe his ego that he is the ultimate draw. I would be, you know, that meme that you see on the videos on Twitter is like, but he's like, hey, yo, what the fuck? That's how I would feel if I'm like the heads of those things. But the stock hasn't really taken a hit. But it's, I don't think anything's gonna come of it. I'm just gonna say that right now. If it comes down, it was consensual, and then you're only gonna investigate at skin deep. You're not gonna go deeper, right? Or the shallow form of it. You're gonna keep it very perfunctory. I don't think they're gonna wanna go more unless someone comes in with certain lawsuits, right? Because that's the only way you engage more into it, because there was NDAs and there's lack of information I'm gonna give to give more information on. I need more of that. And trust me, I will be like the Matthew McConaughey with a cigarette looking at the phone thing. If that stuff becomes public,
seen the Vince McMahon jump memes. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was last night. This is what's crazy. This is what's crazy.
They have a Joker one. I don't know if you saw that one.
I'm seeing it all the time now, but this is what I'm saying is that you would want this not to happen. That's like the equivalent, and I hate to say it, but that's like Robert Kraft after he gets the charges dropped from the massage thing, buying a massage place. Come on, man. We're going back to the same masseuse. We don't care for Robert Kraft. He's detestable. The guy was a human trafficker. He just won't admit it. I'm just saying. They were able to suppress that video, but, you know, certain things. So now we have this, and Vince is not someone I like. I commend the fact that you became a billionaire off a carding business. But you also fired a lot of people I liked, so there was a problem there, and you mishandled a lot of things. Owen Hart's death, Chris Benoit's death too. We're gonna go over there. Vince is not a likable person, but a little bit of the swagger in that he's doing, there's a small part of me that'd be like, maybe it's a little commendable, because it's literally like a middle finger. Because I'm sure he ran it by somebody outside of WWE Entertainment. There was like, can I just do this shit? And he's probably like, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna do it. I don't know, Andrew. What are your thoughts on this?
What about
not of the actual lawsuit itself, but Vince reacting the way he has, even though in lieu of, I don't even know if it's a lawsuit, but investigation, in lieu of these allegations, put himself on television going for it. Yeah.
I mean, the guy is a narcissist. I know these people. They, honest to God, think they can do no wrong and anything they do is fine. So honestly, it is not surprising. I mean, to kind of supplement what you were saying about this guy who, you know, invented, bra and panty matches, this is a guy that also in front of on live TV, in front of, what's the name of the guy? The black wrestler who's now like an analyst, Booker T. In front of Booker T, and I'm gonna guess his girlfriend was Charmel, a female black wrestler, goes ahead and says the N word.
I forgot that he said that to John Cena too.
Said it to Cena.
Yeah,
with Booker T and whatever her name is,
Charmel.
On live TV, like, you need to be either a special kind of stupid to do this. I know it's not him, it's his character, but it doesn't matter. So it takes either a special kind of stupid to do that, or it's someone who really just thinks they can do anything and suffer no repercussions. I mean, you remember there was a court case from probably a decade ago where this kid went ahead and used affluenza as a criminal defense for raping a woman, saying like, oh, he didn't know any better, it's the fault of being raised rich. It's the same kind of idea with McMahon here. He thinks he can't do anything wrong, and he can buy his way out of anything that is wrong. So that's a long way of me saying, no, I'm absolutely not surprised that he would go out and do that.
Francisco, you just love the memes.
I mean, the guy's an asshole. whatever his character is not far from who he really is as a human being.
It's so, really not.
You know, it's like him slightly changing his voice. So that's all it is. I mean,
it's also to.
I'm just here for the memes. I know how big it is in a grand scheme of things, just because of the person that he is and has been for WWE, controlling everything. And of course, now what? Going on 5 years of doing this with you, and knowing how much this man has affected your love of wrestling itself. I mean, it's
God,
it's
I hate him so much.
Yeah, so. I just find it funny, but of course, I mean, is this the beginning of the end finally? Because everybody was just like, well, is this like truly the light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, like I said, I don't think so. You know, but I like to be pleasantly surprised. But it's also relevant to a tweet I saw the other day, even before they dropped the news. Yeah, of
Charles
is
gonna be that meme of the guy dressed in the suit. With like just checking on my rivals to see if they're still dead, you know.
Yep, that would be me. Because
like
guys,
he's gonna go to Vince McMahon's funeral just to make sure that man is dead.
Well, guys, why does Vince need to go to heaven? Because he has no chance in hell.
Funny, I like it.
I stole that. I'm from like 90s wrestling Twitter, so I'll give credit to there. But that's all I got for you this week on the cage. One day I'll talk about wrestling. I promise. I'll talk about matches and things like that. But instead, real shit happened. When it comes to the J's, I got the classics. Jason Kidd, then I got the Patricks. Number one, another all the draft picks. Championship, got to have it. Been a starter since day one. I'm with Kanye, I'm with Akon. I run with kings like Tyree, cause I've been a prince like Tayshaun. But I feel like LeBron everywhere I go. Cause every time I score, you know. Them haters looking at me.